Welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story comes all the way from Marvin, North Carolina at Mrs. Jacobs' class. Hey guys! They sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or go to kidsshortstories.org. Are you guys ready for this adventure? Me too! Let's go! One day, Mrs. Jacobs' class was going on a field trip to the zoo. Have you guys ever been to the zoo? Yeah, me too. It is so cool and fun. What are your favorite animals? Yeah, I love all of those, and I really like all the animals at the zoo. Well, they were going to the zoo, and we're so excited to see the cheetahs and the butterflies and all the animals. There are so many different kinds of animals at the zoo, right? And so on their way to the zoo, Mrs. Jacob told her class, "All right, everyone needs to stay together when we're at the zoo. I don't want anyone to get separated." When they got to the zoo, the big doors in the front were so tall. They walked through them and couldn't believe they were already at the safari zoo. "This is gonna be the best day ever," Jason said. They were all so excited. Sullivan, Blake, and Rylan were all jumping up and down. Dava, Hadley, Dayton, and Rithvik, and Isla were all freaking out. Ah! They were about to have the best, most crazy day ever. They thought it was going to be the most fun day, but it turned into a pretty crazy day. While they sat down to listen to all the rules from the zookeepers, they all listened very well. They sat down with their hands in their laps and their mouths closed, and they listened very carefully. The zookeepers at the zoo said, "Hello, mates! My name is Nigel, and I am the head zookeeper here. And I need all of you to be on the lookout for a magical fairy."
"A what?"
"Yes, a magical fairy. This magical fairy has been turning little boys and girls into animals, and so we must follow the rules. All right?"
Yes.
All the kids really thought Mr. Nigel was joking, but Nigel was actually telling the truth.
"All right, everybody. We're going to go wash our hands and then we're going to go check out the zoo. Let's go."
Everyone went over to the bathrooms to wash their hands. And when they came out,
wait, where'd everyone go? Mrs. Jacobs said.
Only Hadley and Dayton came back out.
"What?"
They looked back where everyone was washing their hands,
and they were gone! Dun, dun, dun!
"This sounds like the work of the fairy."
Nigel was right. The fairy had turned them into animals.
"All right, Hadley and Dayton, we need you to be zookeepers, and we need to find where all these kids turned into animals. This is crazy. We don't even know what animal they might have turned into or where they are. But there's a secret drink that they need to drink to turn them back into their normal kid self. Okay? Here."
He handed Hadley and Dayton several drinks for all of the kids that had somehow turned into animals.
"All right, I'm gonna go this way. You guys go that way. Let's go."
They started looking everywhere. First, they stopped at the penguin exhibit, and nobody. Then they went to the butterfly exhibit, and
wait, guys, I hear them talking. There's Blake, Rylan, and Dava. Guys, come over here.
"We got turned into butterflies. Help us."
Blake, Rylan, and Dava all drank the magic drink and it turned them back
into their normal kid self. Oh my gosh, that was crazy. How did that happen? Yeah, I think the, you got turned into animals from that fairy, remember? Oh yeah, Rylan said. All right, we gotta find the rest of the class. Let's keep going. They moved on to where the part of the zoo was like the lions and the cheetahs and the tigers. They were looking everywhere and... Wait a second! Rithvik, is that you? This is Rithvik. He turned into a cheetah! Ah! Yikes! Rithvik, come over here and drink this. It'll turn you back into a normal kid. Rithvik came running over because... Remember, cheetahs are very, very fast. And he drank the special juice. Oh, so much better. Thanks, guys, Rithvik said. Don't forget about me. Roar! Sullivan, is that you? Sullivan had turned into a cheetah too. Oh, good. Here, drink this. Then Sullivan was another cheetah that turned back into a kid. All right, guys, we're only missing Isla and Jason. Yep, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, Isla and Jason. All right, guys, we got to keep looking. And you guys go this way, I'll go that way. They checked the monkey exhibit, and nope, they did not turn into monkeys. Mm-mm. They kept going, and oh, wow, they have a unicorn exhibit. Have you guys ever seen a unicorn at the zoo? Yeah, I think this is the first one I've ever seen. And they were looking. Oh, Isla, come on. Is that you? Isla was flying as a unicorn in the exhibit. Hey, guys. Wow, that's so cool. But Isla, actually, you need to come down and drink this so you turn back into a normal kid. She drank the juice and turned back into normal Isla. Oh, thanks, guys. That was really fun, but I'm glad to be back as a normal kid. All right, we need to find one more kid. Where is Jason? Do you know the only place we haven't checked yet? The dinosaur exhibit. Let's go check it out. The dinosaur exhibit was full of all kinds of different dinosaurs. And they checked all of them, but Jason wasn't there. Wait a second. The one all the way in the back is the T-Rex exhibit. I hope he didn't turn into a T-Rex, Davis said. Well, we gotta go check it out. Come on, guys, said Dayton. They ran as fast as they could. And normally there were two T-Rexes in this exhibit, but now there were three. Do you think Jason is one of them? Yeah, me too. Jason, are you in there? Roar! Hey, guys. Roar! Jason had turned into a T-Rex and he needed their help. And so, just at the snap of a finger after he drank the special juice, Jason turned back into a normal kid. Oh, yes, I'm so glad the whole class is back together, Mrs. Jacob said. Well, actually, our time at the zoo is almost up. We have about 10 minutes left. Do you guys want to keep looking around or do you want to get going? Let's get out of here, Hadley said. This has been a crazy day, and I don't want us to turn into any more animals. This was fun, but let's go to a different zoo next time. Yeah. Okay, guys, let's go. Bye, zoo. The end.